This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we conclude our study of 1 Peter 5, let's focus on the important third point in our outline, fellowship. We noted in our study how Peter mentions how those he was writing knew that their brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering as they were. In other words, there was encouragement knowing there was a fellowship of suffering. We are not alone in what we are facing, even though at times we might feel as though we are alone. Peter, a fellow sufferer, wrote this letter to encourage them. It's not quite clear in what way Silas helped him in this writing project. Peter regarded him as a faithful brother. Peter wrote about truth they already knew, but he wanted to encourage them and testify that this is the true grace of God. He never wanted them to forget the sure foundation of their faith, so he wrote them, "Stand fast in it." The church in Rome sent greetings. Just hearing about them thinking of them would be an encouragement. Mark traveled with Peter and was no doubt known by them, and to round out the fellowship they were a part of, he encourages them to greet one another with a kiss of love. Kissing on each cheek was a common greeting, but could become an empty ritual, so he adds, a kiss of love, the distinguishing characteristic of Christian fellowship. When we enjoy that kind of fellowship, we will experience God's peace in a world spinning out of control. Reflect on the message of this epistle, and may God encourage and keep you in the embrace of His love. If you'd like to review this series of studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.